Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
AM 1020 KDK Radio, hour number two. Oh, the first hour? Oh, my goodness. It was all that and a bag of chips. This show is available to you if you happen to only hear part of it, or you had a friend of yours say, oh, my God, you should hear this guy. He's an idiot. You can do that at your leisure. After the show, on my social media, the podcast of the show gets reposted. It also gets reposted on KDKARadio.com. The instructions also get posted on my social media. Social media? Why, yes. Because I like to confront my tensions. Eddie Crowe on KDKA Radio, EDDY, or the word Crowtopia. And that's Facebook, that's Twitter, that's Instagram, that's mostly Facebook, where I'm seeing most of the stories, and that's okay. I see stories of people being jagaloons, and I see stories of people being helpful. One of the things I did see on social media, so, you know, it must be true. In Italy right now, I told you last week, Italy's closed. Period. Okay? People are basically stuck in their apartments, and what they're doing, and it's beautiful, and it absolutely ties into something I said last hour about the time you would normally be spending doing something else that you, for whatever reason and whatever task, you can't. You can ingest or you can express. And the people in Italy are all sitting on their balconies playing music for each other. That's brilliant. That's expressing. Ingesting would be you eating the 35 boxes of ding-dongs that you hoarded and got into a fist fight for and got home with. My thinking on the whole hoarding of toilet paper is this. If I find myself living in a world that requires me to buy 128 rolls of toilet paper at a time, it's not a world that I want to live in. It's no more confusing than that. Say, really, this is the new norm? I'm out. 866-391-1020 to call or to text. How has it affected your life? Because it is affecting people's lives. When I'm joking about it, I'm not making light of it. It's disrupting people's lives, and that's uncomfortable. One, we're creatures of habit. Two, we don't like being reminded that stuff can happen that we just can't do nothing about. That's unsettling. Ross in Braddock. Ross, thank you for waiting on me. You're on KDK.
Oh, hey. Even on hold, you're entertaining.
Well, so I'm on hold there? Now, I'll be honest with you. If I was waiting to talk to me, I wouldn't want to hear me. I'd want to hear hold music. like the little Spanish flea or something. That put me in a better mood before I had to deal with my crap. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you were mentioning how, now, of course, this is a serious situation. The people are ill. And,
yes, it is.
As you say, their lives are being disrupted.
And people are dying.
Yes. So being mindful of that, I will not make light of that. I'll leave that to you, the professionals. But
okay.
As one of the jagaloons who calls radio talk show hosts on a regular basis, a month ago, I knew yesterday was going to be my birthday. So a month ago, I said, well, if everything is okay, I'm just going to go ahead and make my plans. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, for me, was great. But I just grabbed some milk and some bread, and before I go in the house, I had to go into my local store here to see, and it's the shelf where they usually have the toilet paper, it's empty.
Yep.
It blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand it. But did you ever consider what you do, what you're doing right now, as an essential part of our culture, an essential service job? Because my daughter, who I got to spend some time with, because, you know, dad's birthday.
Right on. That was, dude, hey, Ross, that was what, it was a little bit late, but that's what the Cracker Barrel trip was yesterday, dad-daughter birthday. So, yeah.
Isn't that great?
Now, was it a true dad-daughter birthday where at the end dad ended up paying anyway?
Hardly know. you're almost making me tear up because they got me a cake.
Yeah.
My daughter and my ex sister-in-law. It's a long story. But anyway, she works for a fast food. She works for McDonald's. We can say McDonald's. They're big enough.
Sure.
She works for McDonald's, and we got to talking about what's going on and how, you know, you're kind of considered in our culture in America an essential service. You don't have to worry. You're not going to lose any shifts. McDonald's is going to trudge on. And
Wait. I, as a talk show host, I am an essential service?
Did you ever consider yourself? Because
that's a different thing. That's a completely, where I work and what I do are two different things. Where I work provides an absolutely vital essential service. When the weather's good, it's a vital essential service over 38 states. Specifically what I do, I sit in a room and talk out loud for money.
But I do not think, even if things get worse, you and your category at your essential service station, your card key is going to work. Because we need you. Think back years ago. I don't think you were in this era. Years ago, there was a newspaper strike.
Mm-hmm.
We had a TV radio host read the comics on TV to this area because there was a strike. And people were freaking out that they couldn't. He did that for, well, people who like enjoy the comics.
Right.
So fast forward to today, all the talking heads at your station do the serious stuff, and you in your category, you're needed. So don't.
No, wait a minute. Wait. You're saying I don't do what the other people here do?
Oh, no. I'm just saying don't downgrade yourself because even though you're at an essential service station in your category, no, all of you are needed. You know, just the fact that you have a regular slot on that side of the mic.
Right.
We need you. We need you. You're the McDonald's of radio, buddy.
Oh, now ask your daughter if she knows what a McGreech is.
Okay.
McGreech. Ross, thank you for calling. Years ago. It's from the list of jobs they gave me a hat, and I was soon thereafter fired. It's a big list. Years ago, I worked at a McDonald's, and it was it's what it was, man. They gave you a hat. They told you to stand there. When it beeped, pull the it was sort of a McGreech back then. It wasn't on the menu. It was one of those special things you had to be in to know. You take a regular bun. That's a hamburger bun, technical talk. You take a regular bun and you flip it backwards. So the cut side of the heel and the cut side of the crown are on the outside. You take a piece of that cheese, put it in between them, and then you put that in a little, mashes it a little bit toaster to get the bun right. It's the McDonald's version of a grilled cheese sandwich. Dang it. I had a chance to fight somebody for cheese yesterday at the Aldi, and I said, no, you can have it. Osteoporosis, calcium deficient, guilt. KDK Radio. News Radio, it's AM 1020 KDKA. Essential radio station, non-essential talker. My name's Eddie Crowe. Welcome if you're just joining the program. I want to know how this is affecting you. What decisions have been made differently? Going to the store, not going to the store, beating people up over toilet paper. I said it before and I stand by my statement. If I find myself living in a world that requires me to regularly go buy 124 rolls of toilet paper, I'm cashing out. You can have it. The coronavirus is going to be the story, and it's going to be real hard to hide from it. And the traditional port in the storm that we all use, most of us anyway, sport, that's gone. Oh, crap, we're going to have to talk to each other. You're going to have people trying to have conversations with each other. Sports isn't there to talk about. And for about 3 days, you're going to have the, we'll talk about sports not being there sports topic. And you will have a day or two of economic impact of the NCAA tournament shutting down and Formula One. All of those numbers will come in. But after about the third or fourth day, it's going to be real tough to report the shutdown continues. And that, for a lot of dinner tables, for a lot of supper tables, that's the nice, calm, relatively calm middle ground. And we're going to have to find something to occupy our time. And I think that scares some people, understandably so. 866-391-1020. Not understandably so that you need 128 or 124 rolls of toilet paper. Joe in Whitehall. Joe, thank you for waiting on me. Hello, sir.
Just a couple things.
Yes, sir.
Number one, if you have more toilet paper than you have food, you are defeating the purpose of toilet paper.
You're not recognizing the biological balance. That's right.
Well, if that's the case, that's only what Americans would do.
Yeah.
I was at a Giant Eagle today at Castee Village playing a daily number, and a girl behind the desk was on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept saying to the lady, no, ma'am, I'm sorry. The place is really busy now. And she was on for about a minute. She said, I'm sorry, ma'am, I just can't do that. She wanted to reserve ground beef. I've never heard of that.
Wait, what?
She wanted to reserve some ground beef. She wanted the girl to go back and put her name on something.
Oh, my
God. They didn't have any anyhow. The paper's nothing when it comes to that.
Yeah, and see, I'm just picturing, I'd like to reserve four veal cutlets, please. You know what? Now, see, what you just said brings up a point. I have two different very good friends that when they found out that their Walmart pickup order couldn't be fulfilled, they flipped out. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Go to a store. Go to a different store.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also like to bring up something about this money that supposedly we're going to give to the cruise ships into the hotels.
The $1.5 trillion into
right.
Wall
Everybody's
Street?
Everybody's complaining about why should we just give the money to them and not this. I have a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, we don't give them, like a cruise ship, you know, they put 3,500 people on it. Let's not give them the money. Let's rent the boat. And then when we have cases of this virus, when we run out of hospital space,
We can
put them on the boat.
We like the old Ellis Island days, and store people on a boat on the boat until you could let them through.
And same thing with hotels. If your hotel is going to be at 50% occupancy,
mm-hmm.
You can say to a Hilton, we want these six hotels. We'll pay you 50% of rack rate,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to use it as a staging area or a place to put this way. I think we did that with the airlines, a 9/11.
We had to, because literally the planet was shut down, and if you were at an airport, you weren't leaving an airport, and hotels are next to airports.
And the government was using credits with the airlines
mm-hmm.
when it all came back in. I think that would, and as far as the staff for the boats, Mm-hmm. They should be given something. But then all the medical people would be brought on anyhow, because if we don't have enough hospitals, these people are going to need a place to go.
And at least looking forward and putting the timeline down on other countries, there are going to be more. There have been more every day. And that's going to continue, you know.
And as an aside, being Italian myself, the only sport left in the world now is bocce. Because I know people are afraid, but it takes a lot of balls to play bocce.
All right, Joe, I'm hanging up on you now. Clearly, I should have hung up on you before the punchline, but you're Italian. I don't want to upset anybody. My daughter lives in Bloomfield. She don't need that. 866-391-1020. Julia in Turtle Creek. Julia, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. How's Eddie tonight?
Eddie's fine. How's Julia tonight?
Oh, I'm just laughing at everything. Listen, I wanted to explain to you why people were buying up the toilet paper and the bleaches and all this stuff.
Okay.
If we were manufacturing our own products, we wouldn't have to do this.
Right.
The fact that everything is coming from China makes it harder, because now China has to ramp up again. And they have to restock their country and restock other countries. I would say it'll take about a year for us to get what we need if we're going to continue purchasing from China.
Well, I mean, what's the other option? Reopen paper mills in Terre Haute, Indiana?
Oh, I don't know. I hope so. Well, we could do our own, make our own toilet paper, I guess.
Julia, I appreciate you calling. I think that is partially true, but what's startling to me, and I suspect other people, is, okay, the toilet paper that would have been on the shelf at the Giant Eagle yesterday that wasn't on the shelf, that toilet paper was not manufactured less than a week ago in another country. That's been here. When you're talking about people not being able to go, or not being comfortable going out and living their normal lives, part of a normal life is there's an infrastructure and there are people driving and delivering and sorting and all of that. That's going to have a more direct impact. I promise you, people not being able to drive a truck to get stuff somewhere will have a more immediate impact than China not manufacturing it fast enough to get it over here. In general, you're right. But economically, specifically, those big box stores that you're going to and you're getting into arguments about toilet paper, after you turn into Schmeagol with an armful of Charmin, my precious, walk around and see how much other stuff is available in that store. Flip it over on the bottom. It's going to have a little sticker, or it's going to have a little part of the little tiny print on the bottom of the lid. And look and see where it's made. And you'll go, oh. And we've gone through the economics of it before. If it's made more cheaply, it's sold more cheaply, and we buy it because it's more cheaply. And patriotism is wonderful. I would love nothing more than to tell you every guitar I've ever owned was an American-made guitar. But it was not. Right now, two of them are. Three of them. There's got to be a fine line. And here's the, again, harsh economic reality. If I'm running a company where the average worker's making $1.75, and you've got to run a company where the average worker's going to make union minimum, my product is going to be available cheaply, more cheaply than your product. And see, I'm fine with coronavirus. It's the math that's making me uncomfortable. KDK Radio. News Radio, AM 1020. all the good things going on tonight. It's Crotopia. My name's Eddie Crow. I straight up am more interested in how the current world events are affecting you. Because they're really, up to this point, up until when I went to the Aldi and saw the sign that said you can't get cash back when you pay. And when I went to the Cracker Barrel and they didn't have the little triangle wood golf tee ignoramus thing. That's the first I honestly noticed. And that's, I'm not saying yay me or anything like that. That's, I live alone. I shop once a week. My mother, again, going back to the logic that I was brought up with, once a year when I go home, and it can happen in the spring, it can happen in the fall, sometimes it's Christmas. But whenever I go home, at some point annually, my mother will have gone to Costco or Sam's Club or whatever. And in my old bedroom, there will be a crate of toilet paper and of paper towels. And that's my yearly allotment. And I'm good. And it's scary and it's unsettling to watch what some of us did this week. I didn't. I watched. I fiddled while toilet paper burned. We went in the span of 36 hours. There were people that were furious that the St. Patrick's Day parade got canceled. And within 36 hours, we're buying up all the toilet paper and the history of the universe. Just, all right. Two Pittsburgh positives so far for the coronavirus. Two. And in spite of the parade being canceled today, a whole lot of people still showed up on the south side and drank. And in its own weird, demented way, it's like, okay, not everybody's freaking out. Okay, weird. But I want to know how it's affecting you. And I posted this on my social media, and I heard a lot of different things. I heard people are worried about, are they going to be able to get the medicine that they need on a daily or weekly basis? And people are worried they had to go and get their kids. There was almost a riot at the University of Dayton. I guess the University of Dayton came out and literally issued a statement saying everybody's got to be out of the dorms by tomorrow. And the students said, whoa, wait, what? Good friend of mine spent the better part of, I think, all of Wednesday, driving to and from Syracuse to pick up her son who attends the university there because they shut down. It's absolutely affecting firsthand, or at least secondhand, pretty much everybody, the daily routine. And I'm not talking about whether or not you got toilet paper. The casinos are closed. That's a big deal. Casinos are kind of like the IHOPs. How bad is it? Well, the IHOP's still open. Okay, or Waffle House, excuse me. Waffle House is still open. Keep moving. Well, here, D's text I just looked up. Let's talk about what am I going to do for 2 weeks with the casino closed. Well, might I advise you to not lose your money? I mean, it's your money. It's none of my business. Brad in Clarion. Brad, thank you for calling. You're on KDKA. Hi.
Hey, we live simple lives up here in the country in Clarion.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't affecting us whatsoever. We have a little small town where we go do our shopping and so forth.
It hasn't affected. Now, let me ask you this. You don't have to tell me the name, but do you have a big grocery store in the area?
It's called Riverside.
Okay. Have you been there? Has it affected being able to get stuff?
Went shopping yesterday, got everything we wanted, no problem with anything.
No problem with anything. Okay, well, that's good. It sounds like people in Clarion are at least keeping a calm head on their shoulders.
Oh, yeah, we are. It didn't affect us anyway. But we live simple lives. We mm-hmm. don't fly around in a plane, don't go cruising and stuff like that. And I have a beef getting processed right now. We buy a beef black Angus beef every year, and it's in the processing place right now, and put that in the freezer, and that'll last us for the rest of the year and all that. And so we just live simple lives and no problems.
I want to I want to say something, and you tell me if I've got it right or if I've got it wrong. You live your life in a circular, seasonal nature, and a lot of people live their lives on a daily, do it now, hurry up nature.
Yeah, right.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Eddie. I'm an old buzzard, and I'm related to hawks and crows. Maybe we're related. I don't know.
The corvid family. That's right.
Yeah, I have cousins as hawks and crows, and so my dad used to say, "My name is Buzzard, and I'm related to the hawks and the crows."
Brad, man, I appreciate you calling. You call me anytime. It's a different mindset. And he mentions, because it's small town and simple way of life. That's true. It's also true that it's a different mindset because of the era that we live in. I mentioned it earlier, two different people that I know very, very well, both level-headed people, way more so than me, way more rational and calm and, you know, intellectual than I could ever be. Both of these people, both freaked out. Because when they sent their shopping list into to the Walmart, they got an email back saying, yeah, we have none of this. Well, what am I going to do? What do you mean, what are you going to do? Well, you got two options. You can find it somewhere else, or you can do without. And here's what happens when, and it sounds harsh, doesn't it? Well, you can do without. Here's what happens. Until you're in a position where you have to do without, it's really difficult to understand the things that you truly can't do without. There's a lot of things that we think we have to have until they're gone. Don't know what you got. And the convenience in social media and ordering things online, that has continued to build a dependence. And you have perfectly rational people that can function in every way, shape, or form, and then they find out somebody else couldn't do their grocery shopping for them, and they have a meltdown. 866-391-1020. I personally think life is a lot more rewarding when you live it in a seasonal manner rather than a daily manner. Becky in Spring Church. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Eddie.
How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
I'm just like with that guy from Clarion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because, maybe not with his, but when you're retired, it's a whole different ball game. You do live seasonal, and same thing, can freezer filled with whatever and all that kind of stuff. But my mom, I got that from my mom because she lived through a depression, and she said, I will never go hungry. I don't want to ever go hungry. So she, I mean, I have a grocery store in my basement.
Yeah.
And I always have. And it's not like I need it, but I have, you know, a lot of brothers and family, and we always get together, and I you just have that stuff. You just, that's the way it is. And, I'm bound to determine I'm going to stay home for 2 weeks and just hunker down because I want this to get out of here, and I don't want anybody to get hurt from it. But our neighbor, she has 100.6 temperature. She didn't get tested because I don't know why, but there's no testing, I guess, now or whatever. But it's around, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that have it that, you know.
They don't know they have it because it's asymptomatic. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know, and it's because a lot of the kids from our school district were in a recent thing in Florida, in Disney. And, you know, you go, you travel like that, and you pick stuff up.
Well, the recirculated air in airplanes is god-awful.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Well, they probably went on a bus, you know, the kids probably went on a bus. But still, you just don't know. You just don't know. And, you know, I could go on for a long time. I have enough outside to do, and I'm not worried about it. You know, I mean, I'm going to be cautious. I'm not going to go crazy and do something stupid. But
well, you said something earlier that ties into it. You said you're retired, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
so I don't
you're
have to
you,
go.
Right. Your income isn't based on you being able to go to work.
Exactly, and that really worries me about my kids.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my daughter's a school teacher. She's off for 2 weeks now,
Yep.
You know, and that's, you know, it's those kinds of things worry me, but it'll work out. It'll work out.
It's going to work out, Becky, because in one way or another, it always works out. People are freaking out short term and long term. Short term, excuse me, let me change that. People that are freaking out, I think, are freaking out shallow and deep, not short term and long term. Shallow and deep. Shallow. Crap, if I don't go to work for the next 2 weeks, I don't get paid for the next 2 weeks. And that's 25% of the United States workforce is hourly workers. That's the shallow. The deep is, if I work for the Penguins and Mario Lemieux decided he didn't want to pay me while I sat at home and couldn't work, the startling nature of recognizing the narrow, fragile reality of any kind of safety net or backup plan, I think that's where deeply people are like, man. Now, some good has come out of that. I'll explain what I mean next, and I'll talk to Craig, and I'll talk to Bishop, and I'll talk to you if you call. If you text, I'll read it, but I'll try and sound like you. 866-391-1020. It's Crotopia on KDKA Radio. AM 1020, it's KDK Radio. It's the voice of Pittsburgh. We're just trying to talk through everything. And we'll keep you updated. Here's the long and short version of the update. Are you ready? It's going to get worse before it gets better. That's it. How you handle it, that's up to you. Somebody giving you bad news, that's on them. Your reaction to it, that's you. And I've seen both sides of the reaction. I've seen people hoarding toilet paper. All right, man. I've also seen people offering, hey, I've got spare toilet paper. If anybody is really that close to the edge, get a hold of me on social media. So I'm seeing positives. UPMC announced that they've figured out a test for the virus. It's amazing how quick stuff gets done when everybody's screaming. That's amazing to me. But it's unsettling for some people for a number of reasons. One, we are creatures of habit. We like doing what we do when we do it. I said it earlier today. I went to Aldi yesterday because on every other Friday, Payday Friday, not coincidentally, every other Friday, that's what I do. I go to Aldi. And until walking in there, all of these stories were stories, and I was paying attention to it, and I'm paying attention to what the administration's doing and not doing and all of that. And we'll get back to politics. If you've noticed, I've done almost 2 hours tonight. I didn't talk too much about politics, honestly, at all. We'll get back to apportioning blame later. Who did this and what this happened and how was this going? And okay. It's like if you shoot me in the ass with a pistol, take the bullet out before you start breaking down the forensics of the caliber, please. Just get the bullet first. Then we'll talk about, you know, the groove marks from the barrel. 866-391-1020. You're going to have a choice. Some people. You're going to have a choice. You can ingest or you can express. There are people right now that, I won't say it's free time, they have unexpected at-home time. For some, that means they've got to deal with their kids because of the kids' unexpected at-home time. I told my daughter yesterday at the Cracker Barrel, I said, you know what? This is a drag for everybody, and this is deadly for some, and people are freaking out. I said, but you're 22. If you were 4 years old and this was going on, me and your mom would have a much bigger issue than we got now. And there are people going through that. It's unsettling. It's like, wow, in the span of a week, and we know biologically it hasn't been a week, but public perception, in the span of a week, We've gone from being ticked off about a parade being canceled to fighting over toilet paper. And that's unsettling. Or it should be. Craig and Moon, thank you for waiting on me, Craig. How are you, sir?
Good. I waited really maybe 5 minutes, but boy, you had about 1,000 topics there, right? And I appreciate you.
You know what? I'm treating this as a verbal old country buffet. What do you want? Grab a spoon.
My question is, will the government or UPMC or the scientists figure out a vaccine before we figure out how to manufacture more toilet paper in the U.S.?
you gotta come up with a cure before we have to go look for leaves in the woods.
Yeah.
I know.
On a serious note, though,
yeah.
We hear all this on the news. The church did this. The fish fries are takeout only.
Right.
You don't have to go to Mass. You're going to be forgiven when you get to the pearly gates because the bishop can make those calls.
Right.
And we go to Mass, and there is, honest to God, an older lady sitting there hacking into a Kleenex for the entire Mass. And I don't know if you know, today's gospel was a long one.
No, I do not. I'll be
hacking,
honest.
Hacking. Well, it looked over again. She ran out of Kleenex. She's hacking into her hand, and she picked up the hymnal to read the Nicene Creed.
Mm.
Oh, my God. I'm like, okay, I can see people not taking it serious, but what is it in people that they feel that I still got to go to Mass?
Let me ask you this. Which is more unsettling to you, the old lady hocking up a loogie at Mass or the drunk idiots throwing up on each other on the South Side? Which strikes you as more irresponsible?
Well, if they're, yeah, I don't think they can be responsible if they're that drunk. So, yeah, but I think she could have taken risk. Now, whether there's a question about some, you know, the capabilities of herself to be able to make that decision, I don't know.
Right.
But when you're sitting, and I'm sitting very far away because I would have left, and nobody moved from around her. I guess I was waiting for somebody to yell out, please, you're okay to not be here. Please don't be here.
All right, Craig, you sound like you're capable of going out and living your normal life, except for the concern of being around people that aren't capable of that.
Well, that's interesting because I just entered retirement on January 1.
Oh, okay.
And when you talk about seasonal, what a heck of a season to start out in.
Yeah.
I think literally my first day of retirement, I read, this guy's impeached. And how far away are we now? Now we can't even go get toilet paper. What a way to start your retirement.
You didn't know your retirement was going to be this taxing, did you?
And I can't go back to work because they won't let me in.
Oh, man. Now, what are your plans for retirement?
I'll probably find something part-time that I like doing.
Okay.
Sports related. That was another question I had when you were talking sports.
Right.
So will these PGA golfers that are all self-employed, will they be considered small businessmen? And will they be able to get tapped into the subsidies that
I would suspect if they're members of a Trump club, it's going to move their application to the front.
That could be true, yeah. Most of the other teams, they're all players and they're getting their salaries, but these guys, you know, they're
I think Mark Cuban did a good thing and also poked some people with a stick. Cuban owns the Dallas Mavericks. He was the first guy that I saw that came out and said, okay, all these people that aren't working because we're not working, I'm going to keep paying them. Mario Lemieux's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's great.
Yeah. Sports depends on fans, and they depend on the TV, and they depend on so much to keep that thing fueled that, yeah, they can't make a stupid move like this and say, no, we're not going
to. Well, I don't want to burst your bubble, Craig, but having covered sports for a pretty good chunk of my life, they do care about fans, but they care much more about the money. Look up what a Formula One race means to the economy of wherever it was. I think they were supposed to be in Australia this weekend for the Australian GP. Look up the amount of money involved just with the contracts for the broadcast rights country by country. The English Premier League, not to always geek out on soccer with you, the English Premier League, the rights to broadcast those games just in the United States, massive bucks. Okay, that money, that ain't there. Advertising dollars, if you paid let's say, $500,000 to be one of the main title sponsors for the Giro d'Italia. Is there a double geek? Yeah, I went with bike racing. If you paid €500,000 to be the sponsor of the bike race in Italy that just got canceled, you might get that money back. That race may happen later, but as of right now, all you know is that's €500,000 that you gave to somebody and you're getting nothing in return. And it's billions and billions. NCAA tournament? Yeah, the NCAA tournament, they make money with the tickets. They make money when they sell out the Carrier Dome. 60,000 people show up to watch a basketball game. Yes, they make money. It is a drop in the bucket compared to the money they make broadcast rights. I mean, it's not even close. Hey, Eddie, the great stand-up philosopher George Carlin said 30 years ago it would be a bug that would rearrange some things. I'm signed to Kevin. Yeah. But you bringing his name up makes me sad because I interviewed him once and he was so unpleasant. Unlike me, KDK Radio.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.